May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Auburn Sandstrom was feeling desperate. The year was 1992, the place Ann Arbor, Michigan. Auburn was curled up in a fetal position on a filthy carpet in a cluttered apartment, and she was desperately trying to ride the waves of withdrawal symptoms that were threatening to drag her under. She had a little piece of paper in her hand. She had been folding it and unfolding it over and over again until it was almost falling apart at the seam. But if you looked carefully enough, if she looked carefully enough, she could still make out the phone number that was written on it. Auburn was anxious and terrified because she had never expected to be in a filthy, cluttered apartment, married to a man who was out running the streets while she stayed home with a beautiful baby boy who meant the world to her. A baby boy she was desperate not to lose. It was that desperation that made her willing to dial the number that was written on that little piece of paper. Her mother had sent her the number. She had sent it in the mail because Auburn had stopped talking to her a few years before. You see, when your life is out of control and full of shame, it's hard to keep in touch with the people who love you because all you do is disappoint them. So Auburn had stopped talking to her mother, but her mother had sent her that piece of paper telling her that the number was for a Christian counselor, someone she could call whenever she was ready to talk. So that night, that desperate night, Auburn dialed the number. A man answered, and Auburn said, "Hi, I got this number from my mother. Do you think that you could just talk to me for a few minutes?" And she heard some sheets rustling as the man sat up. She had dialed that number at 2 o'clock in the morning, after all. But he sat up and got himself settled, and he said, "Yes, I can talk. Tell me what's going on." And Auburn told him. She told him about her drug addiction and her failing marriage and her beautiful baby boy. She told him she was anxious and terrified. She told him the truth. It took the whole rest of the night, but she told him the truth. And as she looked out the window and saw the sun starting to rise, she thanked the man for staying on the phone with her for so many hours. And she asked him, "Aren't you supposed to be telling me to read the Bible or something? I mean, it is totally fine if you want to tell me to do that. I would do it." But the man simply said, "I'm glad this has been helpful to you." But Auburn pushed a little further. "No, really, you're good at this. Seriously, you have done a big thing for me. How long have you been a Christian counselor anyway?" And the man said, "Auburn, you have to promise me that you're not going to hang up. I've been trying to avoid telling you this, but you know that number that you called? It was a wrong number." The man who answered the phone that night, he wasn't the Christian counselor Auburn had been trying to reach. In fact, she never learned his name. But what she did learn was that there was this beautifully random, completely unconditional love in the world, and some of that love was for her. And she learned that it was possible to get help and to get out She learned it was possible to raise that beautiful baby boy into a magnificent young man who graduated from Princeton University in 2013 with honors. But ultimately, what Auburn says she learned is this. In the deepest, blackest night of despair, if you can get just one pinhole of light, all of grace rushes in. In the deepest, blackest night of despair, Auburn found light and love and new life, just like Mary Magdalene did so many years before. Mary Magdalene went to the tomb while it was still dark, and she discovered that resurrection had already happened. Even while Mary was in a fog of grief, even as she looked through a veil of tears, even as she struggled with a haze of confusion, resurrection had already happened. The world didn't need to be bright and beautiful. Mary didn't need to be clear and confident. Resurrection didn't depend on any of that back then, and it doesn't depend on any of that even today. Resurrection can still begin, even in the midst of grief and tears and confusion. Resurrection can begin in the midst of brokenness and despair, fear and doubt, shame and anxiety, terror and desperation. Resurrection can begin even in the darkness, giving us just one pinhole of light. And that is all we need for God's grace to come rushing in. The world doesn't have to be bright and beautiful, thank goodness, because the world is so broken and messy. And we don't have to be clear and confident, praise God, because we are so often broken and messy too. Resurrection isn't magic. It doesn't just erase the brokenness and clean up all the mess, but if we look, if we really look, what we discover is that while it is still dark, resurrection is already happening. Easter gives us that one pinhole of light that lets all of God's grace come rushing in, and that is what can heal us and make us whole. Now, I hope that you noticed this beautiful cross that is standing up here on the chancel today. Those of you who worshiped with us throughout the season of Lent, you'll remember that each Sunday, we had the opportunity to let go of things, to let go of the things that keep us from being the people God has called us to be. We let go of distractions and fear, anger and isolation, worry and selfishness. Each week, we wrote down the things we wanted to let go of, and we left those pieces of paper at the foot of the cross, a different cross that was here during Lent. We left them there to symbolize the ways in which we are giving our prayers over to God. All of those pieces of paper have been transformed. They were lovingly held by the members of the worship arts team and patiently folded into the paper flowers that you see on the cross today. All of those things we let go of, all of the things we thought were holding us back from being the people God has created us to be, all of those things have been transformed with love and patience into something more beautiful than we could have ever imagined. It's pretty amazing. But there's something else that I want to tell you about this cross. We had a little trouble getting it to stand up. We put it up after the Good Friday service, late Friday evening, and then yesterday morning, I got a text message from the chair of our board of deacons. He wrote, and I quote, "Minor setback, the cross has collapsed into itself," which I will freely admit had me in tears as I jumped in the car and raced over to the church and grabbed the duct tape from my office and came into the sanctuary ready to fix what I thought would be a broken cross, right? "The cross has collapsed into itself," he said. Now, I think we need to make an agreement, friends, that Steve Manupelli is not allowed to text about these kinds of things, because when he said the cross has collapsed into itself, what he really meant is it's fallen over and just needs to be propped back up again. So I dried my tears and we shared some laughs, we made some adjustments, and we propped the cross back up again. And that, my friends, is what Easter is all about. Easter doesn't mean that we're perfect or that we get everything right on the first try. Easter means that we get to try again. We didn't make this cross out of all the things that we need to let go of in order to somehow imply that Easter makes those things magically disappear. Easter doesn't just erase all of our brokenness or clean up all of our messes. Easter doesn't make us perfect. But if we look, if we really look, what we discover is that while it is still dark, while we are still messy and broken and imperfect, resurrection is already happening. Easter gives us that one pinhole of light that lets all of God's grace come rushing in. And that is what can heal us and make us whole. That is what can prop us back up and make us more beautiful than we could ever imagine. That is pretty amazing. And that is the good news of Easter. Amen.